This goes to Dr. Ferguson, Fergusson, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Linda Tasker, T-A-S-K-E-R. Date of birth is June 14, 1945. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Tasker, who was seen in consultation on April 22nd of this year for elevated creatinine levels, most likely secondary to paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and severe obesity. She did have a sleep study and then was fitted for a CPAP mask, which covers both nose and mouth. And she's having a great deal of difficulty trying to use it. It causes severe claustrophobia after 2 to 3 hours, and she must take it off and just does not leave it on. She does sleep in a recliner chair and never lays down to sleep. So she talked to the medical supply company, and they're going to try a nasal pillow and see if she'll be able to tolerate using a nasal pillow instead of a full face mask. It may be difficult if she has claustrophobia. That might be something that's difficult for her to tolerate at all. But she's going to try. She's feeling well at this point and has had no hospitalizations since her last visit. And her weight is unchanged since she was seen in consultation. She does walk with a walker with a seat and also handbrakes. And if she needs to stop and sit down, she will do that if she gets short of breath. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest. She has chronic orthopnea and sleeps in a recliner chair and does not use a bed. Chronic edema of the lower extremities. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And she does occasionally lose control of and has urinary incontinence at times. Medications, some new medications since her last visit. Tramadol is one in the morning, a half in the afternoon, and one at bedtime. She's on metoprolol, 25 milligram, a half tablet daily. I also want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram twice a day. Norvasc, 5 milligram daily. Eliquis is 5 milligram daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 318 pounds. Pulse is 60 and regular. Blood pressure, right forearm is 140 over 72. Her neck is supple. I don't visualize any jugular venous distension. Difficult to see, though, because of her size. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen, soft, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen. I don't palpate any firmness or ascites. And extremities, she does have chronic 3 to 4+ edema from toes up to her knees bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 20th of 2025. We did have a urinalysis that showed greater than 100,000 colonies of Klebsiella aeruginase, it's Enterobacter. And she was treated with Cipro 500 milligram twice a day. The urine did not have blood. It did have protein, though. But there was a UTI with many bacteria. And her intact parathyroid hormone was 135. Phosphorus is 3.3. Albumin was 4.6. Her sodium was 134, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 26, creatinine was 1.2 with estimated GFR of 46, calcium is 9.7, Hemoglobin was 12.5 with normal platelets and normal white count. And microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 2,327. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. She will continue having a renal panel and CBC done every 3 months. So she's due to have them this month again. She is going to have a port flush early September, so I've told her it's all right to do the labs at that time. That's another week away. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, gross proteinuria, and we will continue the maximum dose of lisinopril daily. 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. 5, obstructive sleep apnea, but currently intolerant of a full face mask. So hopefully the nasal pillow will be helpful, and she will be trying that soon. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.